At 1:15 a.m. on 31st of May 1940, an Avro Anson crashed near RAF Detling in Kent. The aircraft was carrying bombs, one of which exploded, killing the wireless operator. The pilot and two other crew members were also injured. At Detling, Daphne Pearson, a corporal in the medical section, heard the explosion and rushed to the crash site. Although the Anson was burning, Pearson climbed onto the wreckage, revived the stunned pilot and dragged him 27 metres away from the flames. A 120-pound bomb exploded, but Pearson shielded the wounded man from the blast and shrapnel with her body, protecting his head with her tin hat. Pearson stayed with the pilot until the stretcher party appeared. She then returned to the blazing wreckage in search of the fourth crew member, but discovered he was dead. Pearson later wrote, "My name has been sent to the King, but I hope nothing will be done about it. When I read of the things our boys did at Dunkirk, my little bit's nothing at all." Daphne Pearson was awarded the Empire Gallantry Medal on 19th of July 1940 and was commissioned shortly afterward. When she received her medal in 1941, it was replaced by the newly introduced George Cross.